From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Each year, about 70,000 people between the ages of 15 and 39 will be told that they have some form of cancer. While these teens and young adults make up about 5% of all cancer cases, they often get less attention and struggle with a unique set of needs. Rebecca Smith with Side Effects Public Media has the story of one young man coming to terms with how his cancer could affect his future.
29-year-old Zach Heath lives in Columbia, Missouri. This time last year, he was finishing up his MBA, working at a startup, and spending lots of time at the gym. Even with a long family history of cancer, he was blindsided last December when he was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
I left the hospital and I went and sat in my basement with the lights off and just shot people in video games for about 8 hours. And just that was how I kind of released my frustration.
It isn't overly common to have cancer at 29, but
cancer doesn't care. It just comes when it comes.
That's Dr. Barbara Gruner, who works with adolescent and young adult or AYA cancer patients in Columbia. She says cancer catches young people off guard because they fall in a no man's land between pediatric and adult cancer.
You know, they're young, they're strong, they're in good health, and then this comes out of left field, and that can make you question your identity.
The National Cancer Institute says some of the unique struggles for this group are loss of independence, having to put off an education or a career or a family, and a sense of isolation.
Those are all things everybody has to worry about, so you just added an order of magnitude.
So after his diagnosis, Zach was not only working to finish his MBA, but also going through chemo and getting most of his colon removed. And at first, he says he didn't know anyone else like him, young, with cancer. That's pretty common, says Matthew Zachary, the founder of Stupid Cancer, a national online community for AYA cancer patients.
I went 7 years not knowing I had a peer.
He was diagnosed with brain cancer himself at 21 during his senior year of college. He lost weight, his hair, and became impotent. And then once he completed treatment...
Then they kind of kicked me out and said, all right, you're done, go home, get back to life.
With no help navigating life after brain cancer. So that's why he started Stupid Cancer, to connect young people like himself. And when Matthew started it, there weren't a ton of resources like it. Zach Heath has been facing some of these same difficult issues, like when he started chemo. He says he had to ask his doctor how it would affect his ability to have kids.
And I was like, hey, like, you know, what are the chances that, like, I'm never going to have a kid again? Because, you know, it's kind of a big deal.
Zach's now in remission, but he's starting to question basic things, like, how does all of this affect dating?
I'm 29 and a single guy now, and, you know, is that something I have to say on the first date?
During his treatment, Zach wrote a pretty personal blog. Think selfies of him with his colostomy bag. Now he wonders if being so candid about life with cancer could hurt his job prospects.
You know, like if you have somebody that has the exact same credentials and, you know, one has had cancer and major health issues and one hasn't, which one are you going to hire?
So what's needed to help young adult cancer patients at this point in life, just like Zach, deal with cancer's long-term effects? Well, oncologists are now trying to figure out more ways to help.
We can do better.
That's Dr. Leonard Sender. He's the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Adolescent and Young Adult Oncology. He says doctors need to research AYA cancers specifically and find new treatment options.
If we don't do that in conjunction with how we help them psychologically and socially, then I think we're failing the patient population.
Sender says doctors also need to try harder to connect patients to communities like Stupid Cancer. Back in Columbia, Zach's refocusing on his life goals. He's back at the gym, working for another startup, and trying to turn his blog into a book because...
There's only so many tomorrows.
Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
That story was produced with Side Effects Public Media.